Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:53, Next Door News Time. What you got, Annie?
Well, I told you, Community Karen is back, and it's not my neighborhood this time. It's somebody else's who, right after we got off the show yesterday, DM'd us on Instagram. His name's Josh O'Neill, and he said he's listening to the station. He's got a Karen that's his neighbor, and she's going to call the cops on them, and he's sick of it. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, give me the full story, Josh. And here's what he said. Well, me and some of my friends went in together on a house in Archdale. And we were sitting outside drinking beers, and she calls my landlord saying she feels threatened and does not feel safe. Well, we're just throwing the football out there, me and the guys kicking a kickball, and the wind takes the ball and it rolls it down the back of her roof. Me and her start arguing. So I guess this really ticked Karen off. And Josh don't look like he take nothing from nobody. You know what I'm saying? He don't look like he takes it from anybody, even Karen next door. So anyways, when they start arguing, she calls the cops. And I said, all right, well, call them damn cops. His words, not mine. And next thing you know, the cops are there. The end of the story is, though, that they said that she was in the wrong and told us to go about our day. And that's that. But I assume that she's going to be a continuing problem for them. And he said that, you know, she told them that she feels threatened when the six of us are out standing outside talking, minding our own business.
Menacingly looking in the neighborhood.
I see that look on your face.
You're up to no good.
They're outside again. Just hanging out. Call the cops!
Stupid talking. Hanger outers.
I'm feeling threatened.
How dare you be outside moving around the neighborhood freely.
I just want you to know, if you've heard this story and you say, that sounds like something I do, you're the problem. So we're going to take Next Door News today as a learning lesson. If this is you, learn from this and don't be this way. Don't be like Community Karen. Nobody likes her. And enough people get the cops called on them for real things. Don't bother them with the stupid stuff like this. Okay? They got better things to be doing. Lives to be saving.
Yep.
Okay?
Absolutely. Wow.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. Rant over. Mic drop.
If I find out that you're the person called.
Teaching moment.
Thank you, Josh, for sharing your story about your crazy neighbor. Yeah. And we hope that the other Karens who are listening hopefully are going to learn from this. So that's it. And if you've got drama, I'd love to hear it. You can DM us like Josh did, Facebook and Instagram at 931TheWolf, or go to our website, 931WolfCountry.com. Just submit me a story. That's all you got to do.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good